Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show to kick off your week. Brent Hessian joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
It's a good old Monday. Had some upsetting football on Sunday.
Yes. But mayhem.
It was a crazy week for college and NFL. Some crazy stuff going on.
As soon as you start to think you got it figured out.
You don't. But I'm excited for our Did You Know Show
today. Yeah. That I already know. I never know what to expect. So
right.
It's good this way.
I'm always surprised. At least you don't know, right? Yeah. So for mine, we're going to talk a little bit about our flight attendants on some airlines.
Okay.
So did you know that many of the earliest flight attendants, when commercial planes first kind of started getting going, they were actually all registered nurses?
Really? You had to be a flight attendant?
You didn't have they didn't hire anybody else. So, obviously, nowadays, that's not the case. They got so many medical devices. Obviously, they train them for emergency situations and how to deal with it. You're 35,000 feet in the air. You got to be able to deal with what's going on the plane, right? You got all these passengers. But because of not the so much advanced medical technology that we have nowadays, it wasn't like that back then. So, when the original commercial airlines came out, the staff, it was actually a requirement that you had to be a registered nurse to actually work as a flight attendant on a commercial airline.
That's pretty crazy. So, when did they change that? Do you know?
I was looking through this. I'm not really seeing many dates. I know they say that air transport tested this idea from churches, which was the whole making sure that the nursing skills were there and they were a registered nurse. That was back in 1930. When they hired 7 nurses for a flight between San Francisco and Chicago. But I'm not actually seeing where the changeover kind of happened. I'm not seeing a date for that. But it looks like maybe even as just the early 2000s, possibly. I'm seeing that kind of in here. But it doesn't give me a definitive date, so I don't know if it kind of like just trickled with as technology come. It just kind of lessened off here and there. But at least back in the 1930s, all your flight attendants were all registered nurses. That's I wonder cool. how much they were getting paid back then, because as a registered nurse, you usually have okay pay, right?
Yeah.
Working in hospitals.
And now you have to do now double
you
duty.
Yeah, now you got to be a flight attendant. So that's kind of cool right there.
It is cool. Well, I've got one that I think is definitely cool. We're talking about the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, I love the Guinness Book of World Records.
Now, there's always some cool stuff in there.
Absolutely.
You never know
what to
find.
Some weird stuff.
Yeah, well, here's a weird one for you.
All right.
Did you know there is a record for the world's fastest bathtub?
Fastest bathtub, like on wheels or fastest to fill up or what?
Oh, yeah, on wheels.
On wheels.
Going at top speeds.
Okay.
So in 2015, a Swiss man piloted a lightning-quick motorized bathtub that set the world record, and he's now in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
It took him over 300 hours to create it. He basically put a tub atop this kind of outfitted go-kart type machine that he made, and then he packed it with a 120 horsepower engine.
Oh, for a bathtub.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But he wanted to make sure it looked real, so he even affixed the long metal shower head dangling above the bathtub. It looked, you know, like you could really get fresh and clean
so
in there if
you needed
to.
So not just a bathtub, had a whole shower head and everything.
Yeah. Okay. But it was also a very fast machine. So he took it out for a spin at the test track in Switzerland, where he averaged speeds of 116 miles per hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Reaching maximum speeds of 118, which are the record for the fastest bathtub.
I'm sure it's not any. I'm sure that hadn't been beat yet.
Nope.
That's
so he's got the record for the fastest bathtub.
Fastest bathtub, shower head and all. I think I mean, obviously, it's a crazy fact in general, but just – like, okay, I can see somebody setting a bathtub on something trying to go fast, but, like, you've got the whole shower head hanging over the top and everything. That's just
you're just riding around in the bathtub at speeds of 118
miles an hour.
Well, there you go. That's the Did You Know Show. I'm sure the flight attendant nurses, they're going faster than that up in the sky. But
yeah, just
cool
a
to know about the flight attendants being nurses and how fast the fastest bathtub is in the world record books. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode of the Did You Know Show.